What's up, everyone? This is Terrell J. Johnson coming at you from episode 6 of the Black Engineering Podcast. This is going to be our final episode in our freestyle session. We're just testing out the camera, testing out the mic, making sure our studio looks and feels the way that we want it to look. We're going to also be releasing the website pretty soon. So hopefully all you guys have bookmarked our website, theblackengineer.com, as well as the Black Engineer Podcast on Instagram and all of your other social media platforms. This episode is really going to be about a concept that I heard that I am a firm believer in, and it's the fact that data drives decisions. If you're working on a project within tech and you don't have the data to back it up, it's almost impossible to prove that the thing that you're doing has had any effect whatsoever. Everything is anecdotal at that point, and anecdotal is not bad, but at the end of the day, you got to make sure that you have people that are able to advocate for you and to explain why this thing that doesn't have any data to back it is so important. And so a lot of these things are like manager traits, it's like team leader traits. Did you change the culture? Did your attitude kind of bring a change within the team that allowed for something else to happen? And so when you have data, it really makes things simple. It also gives you a way to kind of measure an A to B. And so if I know that something was a certain way before I did something, and then I do something else, I can kind of judge the direct correlation between the two. And so a lot of times you're going to go to your manager and you're going to ask for a raise, or you're going to want to do something else. And if you don't have the data to kind of back it, then you're kind of going in with just, again, this anecdotal information. And so it's also important to be able to look at data and understand that what the data means and what it's telling you. And so if you're going to be building tools and you're going to be building applications, you want to know, let's say for an application, how many times people have downloaded, how many times have people actually searched, how many times have people, went to your page and looked at your images on your page, but they didn't download. So all these things are kind of like marketing tools that will allow you to identify different phases that your product or your application isn't performing. And so let's say you want to be able to look at your website with data, and you want to know, okay, how many people have went to our homepage? How many people have went to our blog? How many people have watched our blog? Well, if you start to get more traffic to, like, let's say a blog section versus like a services section, then maybe you want to go promote your blog a little bit more. Or if you have a certain amount of items, you can say how many times this item has been viewed. And so if it's been viewed a lot, but people haven't bought them, then maybe you want to understand why. And so a lot of these data points are things that allow people to make decisions. Right now, we're in an epidemic, COVID-19, and they're really trying to use data to determine who has it. And so this is just going to say, okay, I've been here at this time. So if I have it, I'm going to have like a little indicator on my phone says that I have it. When I get close to other people who have Bluetooth, it's going to send out this data, and it's going to say, okay, like, you were close to a person that had it. How close were you? With the Bluetooth beacon, they can really like start to identify those type of things. And so data is really important, especially in when you're working and when you want to get a review and when you want to get a raise, when you want to show your value, when you want to show how and why the things you did were important, or why and how something that you did was not important. Because again, these things drive decisions. And if you are putting resources forward to something that doesn't really need those resources can be allocated for something else that can have like a larger impact. And so whenever you do go to your manager, your boss, just make sure that you have all your data points kind of together, so that way you can have a much more concrete way to back yourself, as well as like understanding, okay, when you're talking to other teams about different things, or you're talking to other people, that you need to have your numbers, your figures, like show me on paper how and why what you're saying is true, or what you're saying is not true. And so this is episode number 6. This is our freestyle. Hopefully we'll be coming at you with these live interviews with some dope engineering people within tech. Again, this is Terrell J. Johnson. This is The Black Engineer, and I will see you next time. Peace.